KORN News Radio Sports. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Vikings would score a touchdown with around 50 seconds left yesterday, but still lose to the Bears 19-17 thanks to a 48-yard field goal by Cairo Santos. His kick was set up by a 56-yard kickoff return by the Bears' Devin Duvernay just seconds after the Vikings took a lead on a late J.J. McCarthy touchdown pass. The Bears are now in first place, all alone in the NFC North with a 7-3 record. The Vikings, they fall to 4-6. Minnesota will be at Green Bay this Sunday at noon. The Denver Broncos have now won 8 straight. So they defeated Kansas City yesterday 22-19 on a 35-yard field goal from Will Lutz as time expired. It was his 5th field goal of the game. The Broncos are now 9-2 on the season, hold a 2-game lead over the Chargers in the AFC West, and Denver now 3.5 games better than Kansas City with just 6 games remaining. Meanwhile, the Chiefs, they're 1 game back at Jacksonville for the final wild card spot in the AFC. Chiefs have 7 games left, and Jacksonville holds the tiebreaker with Kansas City after beating the Chiefs earlier this year. Jalen Hurts scored the only touchdown for the Eagles last night in a 16-9 win over Detroit on Sunday Night Football. The Eagles, the only team in the NFC East with more than 3 wins, and they also joined the Rams, now at 8-2 atop the NFC. The Lions, they failed to convert on 5 fourth down attempts last night and were just 3 of 13 on third down. Jake Elliott added 3 field goals for Philadelphia. And Buffalo quarterback Josh Allen became the first NFL player to have 2 games with 3 touchdown passes and 3 rushing touchdowns. He did it again Sunday as the Bills beat Tampa Bay 44-32. Each of Allen's 3 touchdown passes went for at least 25 yards. He finished 19 of 30 with 317 passing yards with 2 interceptions. The game featured 9 lead changes. Georgia has moved up to number 4 in the Associated Press Top 25 poll yesterday. Oklahoma's back in the top 10, and North Texas is ranked for the first time since 1959. Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M remain the top 3 teams. Georgia defeated Texas as they jumped to number 4. Ole Miss is at number 5. Oklahoma climbed to number 8 after defeating Alabama. North Texas now ranked 22nd. They're off to their best start since 1959. And Miami at 14 is now the highest ranked ACC team. The college football playoff rankings, those are the ones that really count. They'll be released tomorrow night. Utah's Keontae George made a 3-pointer with 2 seconds left in the second overtime last night as the Utah Jazz beat the Chicago Bulls 150-147. In the NBA's highest scoring game of the season. Utah's Lauri Markkanen scored 47 points, while Kobe White of Chicago had 27 points in his season debut. Chicago point guard Josh Giddey had another triple-double with 26 points, 12 rebounds, and 13 assists. The Bulls were off to a good start. They've now lost 5 straight. And the first major free agent signing of the baseball offseason was last night. First baseman Josh Naylor is staying with the Seattle Mariners on a 5-year contract, reportedly worth around $100 million. In 54 games this season with Seattle, Naylor hit .299, had 9 home runs with 19 stolen bases and 33 RBIs after he was traded to Seattle from Arizona at the deadline. For more sports, check out our website at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.